Welcome or welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Host podcast, where we talk about intentional living, self-awareness, and everything in between. I'm your host, Ree. Thank you so much for joining me and allowing me to be a part of your journey. I'm in a really good mood today. Like, I went to the gym this morning, worked on the glutes, came home and cleaned. You know, last episode I talked about being in a rut and feeling those feelings. Okay, I literally got cut off. My phone was being blown up, getting text messages after I've already expressed that I was recording my podcast. Y'all already know I always keep it like 100% transparent. And I know you can even like, I actually was in a very good mood. And I still am not going to let that like ruin my vibe. But I know y'all can tell the change in the energy. I cannot stand when a person, like if you let somebody know, hey, you're busy or you can't talk right now, but they keep calling your phone. And I've actually said this before. I've said this on, I think, a few episodes ago. But it's like this individual, they think that what they have to say can't wait. And it can. I read their text. It wasn't important. But it really triggers me when someone believes that what they're doing or what they have to say is more important than what I'm doing. What I've already expressed to them what I was doing, right? There is a huge lack of emotional intelligence in a person that moves that way. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. Like, that's literally what I wanted to talk about was emotional intelligence. I feel like a lot of people don't know about this, and I am one of those people who are just learning, you know, what this means. I feel like I was kind of aware of it, but I couldn't really articulate it or couldn't really put a name to what it was. But this is something that needs to be taught in school. Like, this should be a requirement. This should be a prereq for graduating because it's so important. I've seen so many relationships ruined because of the lack of emotional intelligence. Now, before we get into it, y'all know, huge disclaimer, just because I talk about a topic doesn't mean I am an expert in it. This platform is just a space for me to reflect and share my perspective on certain things that I find interesting, which is always most likely in, you know, mental health, wellness, any area where I feel like could improve my life, y'all's life, I'm gonna talk about it. But I did want to let y'all know I'm not perfect. Just because I talk about a particular thing don't mean one, I'm an expert, or two, I've mastered it. Because no, like I'm talking about this, but definitely there are some areas in this particular topic where I feel like I could definitely use more work. Okay, let's get into it. So I originally seen a video on TikTok, and it's so funny because I seen another TikTok. I don't know why I said it like that, but I seen another TikTok that was just saying, I don't know if y'all are on TikTok like that. I'm on there from time to time. I actually am starting to prefer TikTok over other social media platforms, but there is a sound. It's an Ariana Grande sound, and she's like, I could have said, I forgot what she said. I could have said, wrote some songs about Ricky, na 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 na, but I didn't. I could have said that, but I didn't. I said, now I listen and laugh because it didn't work out. It's so funny. I saw a girl use this sound and she was like, I could have said I read about it in an article, but I didn't. I said, I seen a video on TikTok. That's me right now. I could have told y'all I read it in an article. But no, there's this video that I came across. Or I actually think my friend might have sent it to me. I think my friend Nina sent it to me. Maybe? I think. Either way, I ran across this video on TikTok by Coach Reese One, and I'll make sure I link everything in the podcast notes so you guys can like reference it or just if you want to check it out. Anyway, the video was just talking about emotional intelligence and I found it to be very interesting. Immediately, like, was drawn in by what she was saying. And yeah, I want to talk to y'all about that today. So, of course, I went out and did my own research on this particular topic. But I do have to say, the TikTok video I found actually was, I feel like it explained it better than any article I found. And she spoke my language, if that makes sense. Like, the words that she used, and it seems like our everyday rhetoric is pretty similar, so I was able to understand and comprehend what she was saying a little bit better than what I may have found in an article. And just in general, like, she explained the topic so beautifully. But like I said, I did my own research. But if you've never heard of emotional intelligence, it is the ability to understand, use, and manage your emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict. So, with emotional intelligence, there are 4 different components to it. And like I said, when I was doing my research, it was kind of different everywhere. Like, I don't know, like, but these are the 4 components that I kind of like, that made sense to me. And so that's what I'm gonna talk about. So the first component of emotional intelligence is self-awareness. What do you know? What do you know? So y'all already know what that means. Just know yourself. Knowing who you are. And I think that's often easier said than done, because I have to admit, there was a point that I didn't know myself. I feel like there is a point when we all didn't know ourselves, and that's okay. It takes a lot to really admit that, but you got to look at it like this. Ever since we were a kid, we were conditioned to believe what society wanted us to believe, what our parents wanted us to believe. And that wasn't always by mouth. Like, you know what I mean? Kids are observers. So we're looking at the things that go on around us. We're looking at what's in the media. And just based on that, we're conditioned to move a certain way, to act a certain way, to believe certain things, and to see the world in a certain perspective. So it's okay if you don't know yourself. It's okay if you are still learning, because I mean, I'm still learning myself. I'm still unlearning certain things that I was taught at a really, really young age. That's okay. But it's important to be aware when you don't fully know yourself. That's the first step. And when I say know yourself, like, yeah, like knowing what you like, knowing what you don't like, you know, those are the obvious ones, you know, the surface level things. But let's get a little bit deeper for a minute. What about your thought patterns, your thought process, your feelings? Like, how do you feel on a daily basis? And I mean, I know our feelings change from day to day, and I know our thoughts change from day to day, but if you really dig deep, 9 times out of 10, there is a consistent thought pattern. You have some type of consistent feelings, even if they're a little bit different every day, even if they're worded a little bit different, you know what I mean? You probably have some consistent thoughts. So what does that look like? Another thing that I didn't really see anywhere, like I didn't see anybody mention this when talking about self-awareness, but what are your triggers? That's a big one. You know what I mean? We've experienced certain things in our past. So quite naturally, we have certain triggers that brings up that trauma that unfortunately allows us to relive that trauma that we experienced in our past. So what are your triggers? What does that look like for you? Pay attention to that. Something else that I wanted to know, you know, as we talk about self-awareness, you don't have to live in the past. You don't have to live in the past. We all have experienced some kind of trauma. We all have. And the more we think about it, aka relive it, because our bodies don't know the difference from the actual experience and us thinking about it or talking about it. When we think about it or talk about it, we evoke those same emotions, those same feelings. And our neurons and our nerves and our cells, our body doesn't know the difference. And if you continuously relive a certain traumatic experience for a certain amount of time, you've rewired your entire body, your brain, your nerves, your cells to live in the past. Therefore, you are a product of your past. I know that's easier said than done. We'll get all into that in another episode, like rewiring our brain, because just like we rewired, you know, our brain to think about the past, live in the past, become a product of the past, we can rewire for the future to manifest beautiful things in our life. That's a whole nother topic for another day. I could go on and on and on and on like Erica about that. Moving on to self-management, which is component number two of emotional intelligence. Self-management is basically just how well you can manage what it is that you know about yourself. This is actually the fun part to me. Like, knowing yourself is one thing, but how do you handle you? Like, you know what I mean? How do you handle yourself? And this is where your daily positive habits come into play. This is where habit development comes into play. You know what I mean? You know, last episode I talked about kind of being in a rut and being so down that even my daily positive habits, my daily routine couldn't save me. And that's okay. Like I said, that's okay. Usually those habits do work. But that particular day, they did not. But what I failed to mention in that episode is that you can't expect to do a healthy habit one time and reap the benefits. It don't work like that. It took you 25 years to develop this negative mindset, you know what I mean? And talking down on yourself. Why do you think it's gonna take one day? One day of you doing healthy habits and you're gonna be good until further notice. It don't work like that. Regardless of what people say, it takes time. When it comes to, you know, fixing your bed or cleaning your space or working out, meditation, reading, spending less time on your phone. Those things take time. And specifically for something like meditation, I know that's a topic where, or I know that's a habit where a lot of people, you know, they try it out and then they give up because it's too hard. You know what I mean? But I've said this before, your brain is a muscle. It's a muscle. And if you want your mind, your brain, your mentality to be strong, you got to use it on a consistent basis. You know, in the beginning, it's not easy. But after a while, after day 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, you can't tell me nothing. You cannot tell me nothing. And it's the same thing for every other positive habit that you want to take on in your life. It takes time. Let's think back to our episode on instant gratification. You know what I mean? We want things to happen immediately, but shit takes time. And that's okay. You know, learn yourself. Figure out who you are, what you like, your thought patterns, your feelings, your triggers, and then figure out a effective way. Because that's another word. That's another thing, effective. Because what works for me may not work for you. What's effective for me may not be effective for you. So figure out a way to effectively manage yourself with habits that you can easily, and I say easily, but I really want to say conveniently, a way that you can conveniently incorporate healthier habits for you to manage what it is that you know about yourself. Do that, and you have the first two parts of emotional intelligence mastered. Okay, so the next component of emotional intelligence is social awareness. I feel like this is the component or the step that I could definitely use some work on. I mean, not entirely, like, you'll see what I'm saying. Y'all see in a second. Social awareness is the ability to understand the emotions, needs, and concerns of other people. Like, you know what I mean? You can just feel the energy in a room, like, read the room, pick up on emotional cues, and yeah, just really feel and harness the energy in a particular space when you walk into it. I often complain. I don't know if I've ever complained, like, here on this podcast, but I often complain sometimes about being an empath and, like, just being able to, like, really feel the emotions and feelings and energy of other people. But I think this is a characteristic that can really be beneficial in this particular component or step of emotional intelligence. I said that I feel like I needed work in this area, and I do. Because as an empath, the world can get really overwhelming. Now, of course, I mean, like, social media and stuff, and even, like, I guess obviously with people I love, my family, my friends, you know what I mean? When they tell me something, I often feel like I lived it. You know what I mean? Like, that's exactly what being an empath is. And I think that's the downside of being an empath. Like, you know what I mean? Everybody wants to, and not everybody, but I think it is a positive thing to be able to feel what other people are feeling and just be an empathic individual. I think there are definitely benefits to that, but you have to know how to move in the world as an empath. I actually began reading a book, like, probably like months ago, and I never finished it. I can't remember what the book is, but I'll put it in the podcast notes so you guys can check it out if you want to. But that is definitely a good book to check out if you are an empath and you want to learn how to move in the world as an empath. Because for me personally, things can get really, really overwhelming for me when it comes to, you know, conversations that I'm having with my mother or, like, how my partner is feeling. And, like, let's not even get on my kids, like, how my kids feeling. Like, it's to a whole nother degree. But even on social media, you know, there's always so many things going on in the world. Like, everybody has a story to tell. And that's the beauty of social media. Everybody gets to tell their story from their perspective. But for someone like me who is an empath and feels a lot of what people are saying and, you know, really taking in other people's story, it can be overwhelming and wreak havoc on my mental health. So again, this is a step that I think I could be good at, but I just have to figure out that balance and really learn how to move in the world as an empath, but also stay sane. Basically, like, that's really what it is. But that's why I go on so many social media breaks, because Lil Baby is an empath, and I don't know, I have to, like, take time to get some clarity and, yeah, check in with me. Sometimes you can be taking in the stories and listening to how other people feel and taking in on those feelings so much to the point where you are pretty much ignoring how you feel. When it gets to that point, unplug. And I don't mean just from social media, like, from people who always have a story to tell you, you know what I mean, who always have something going on. Unplug. Unplug. So the next and very last component of emotional intelligence is relationship management. And relationship management is just the ability to develop and maintain good relationships, communicate clearly, inspire and influence others, and manage conflict. When I was doing my research, I didn't really see this talked about anywhere, but this is, like, an interesting perspective from me, of course. So I think when it comes to the last two steps of emotional intelligence, you can use your social awareness, you know, like, the energy you pick up off of other people, you can use that to decide whether you want to even build a relationship with, you know, a certain person. I think that's a really interesting perspective that I really didn't see anywhere. But on a more positive note, you use obviously step 1, 2, and 3. And specifically, you know, you can use a level of discernment to decide how to communicate effectively with a particular person, or, you know, how to manage a particular conflict. But yeah, relationships are always really interesting to me because I feel like a large part of how we move within our current relationships, not all the time, but often, have to do with what we seen as a child. Like, you know, what relationships did we see? Sometimes we behave a certain way in relationships because that's all we know. And like, we think that is the way that we should be behaving. You know what I mean? Like, for example, if your relationship with your mother or your father was toxic or is toxic, or even if your parents, their relationship is toxic and all they did was argue, and you know what I mean? Sometimes, often, not all the time, you may think that's normal. So you go into another relationship, or you go into your own relationship, you go out into the real world in your life, and you behave that way because that's all you know. But you don't have to do that. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of unlearning because it's difficult sometimes when you've seen a certain thing all your life and you think that's normal and it's all you know. It's difficult but not impossible to build healthy relationships, relationships built on love and trust and, you know, positivity. I have to say, the relationships I had as a child weren't all positive. Obviously, like, I'm pretty sure we've all had some, you know, toxic, negative relationships. And I mean, like, me and my mom, or, you know what I mean, or me and my father. The relationship I had with my grandmother, though, the best. Like, I love her so much, and I learned so many positive things from her, so many healthy habits. I'm basically her. If y'all would have met her, you would have been meeting me. But yeah, I have to say that the relationship that I have with my mother, and I've talked about this before, I think. I don't know. I talk a lot. I've said a lot. So forgive me if I have or haven't talked about this. But yeah, it's not a perfect relationship. It's not at all. Like, it's to the point where, you know, we're both adults. And that's so funny. It's like, shit get really different when you look at your parents outside of being a parent. Like, who are they in the world? How do they move in the world? You know what I mean? That's so crazy. But yeah, like I was saying, my relationship with my mother it needs work, like, period. It just needs work, and maybe one day I'll feel, you know, more comfortable to open up and kind of talk about some of the other things or some of the things that I've experienced with her, because I always love sharing my perspective and in my experiences, because you never know who needs to hear these particular things. But yeah, so my relationship with her isn't perfect, and my relationship with my father was pretty much non-existent up until a couple of years ago. So entering a relationship with my now partner, we've been together for over 10 years now. I find myself sometimes behaving in a way that I've seen my mother behave when it comes to her romantic relationships, or even the way that she speaks to me. She is very aggressive. She's loud. And, you know, oftentimes we say that's just how that person is. And that may be true. You know what I mean? But we all can change, especially if it's hurting someone we love. But sometimes I notice, me being self-aware, but I notice me behaving that way. And like, my partner, like, Travis will check me. My baby will check me. He be like, hey, look, you doing XYZ. You need to calm down. And that's a really good thing. You want to have a partner where you guys can be fully transparent with each other and check each other in a respectful way when you notice him or her doing something or behaving in your relationship in a way that you have seen, or in a way that you know that they've experienced in the past, in past relationships. That's super important. But yeah, my relationship management, it isn't all bad, but I feel like I'm highlighting the negative parts and what I need to work on. But obviously, I'm here talking to y'all, build a community. So there are definitely hella positives when it comes to my relationship management and my social awareness. Just had to lift me up because that's what we do. That's what we do here. But yeah, those are the four components when it comes to emotional intelligence. I'm going to leave I don't know if it's going to be a Q&A or a poll or something, so we can talk to each other, because I haven't done it in a while. I noticed that last episode, I was like, dang, I haven't done it in a while. So make sure I do that so we can chat a little bit. Also, Travis edits the podcast for me, and he informed me that I need to make sure that I do the affirmations at the end of every podcast. So that's what we're going to do, because he said he'd be feeling them. So I hope that y'all feeling them as well. So let's get into our affirmations. I am enough. Y'all know I got to kick it off with it. I am enough. I am worthy just by being, just by existing. I'm worthy. I am abundant. I am abundant. Everything I need is right here in front of me. I'm abundant in every aspect of life, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. Can we talk about financially? I'm abundant financially. There are hella zeros in my bank account right now. My bank account runneth over, period. I am abundant. I am free. Woo! That one hit. I am free. I'm gonna say it one more time. I am free. I am loved. I am loved. I have people in my life who love me dearly. I am loved. I do not have to be a product of my past. I am not my past. I am now currently living in the present, creating new experiences. I'm rewiring my brain because I can. Because I can do that. I am reviving myself. I'm becoming a new person as we speak. I am not a product of my past. I deserve. I can. I will. I am creating a new, abundant, positive, present reality for myself right now as we speak. And on that note, I'm going to end it here. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I love you so much. Sending you love, light, abundance, peace, happiness. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Until next time, bye.